Russian President Boris Yeltsin may undergo heart bypass surgery as early as next week, according to Dr. Michael DeBakey. The American cardiologist, who will be a consultant during the operation, said today he will travel to Moscow later this week to examine Yeltsin. Yeltsin is turning over some of the powers of the presidency temporarily to his prime minister, Viktor Chernomyrdin. Chernomyrdin denies that he would like to have these powers permanently, but last night he appeared on Russian television in what appeared to be an attempt to improve his public image. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Bill Clinton had his saxophone. Viktor Chernomyrdin, as Russians discovered last night, has his accordion. In a country filled with dynamic, even bizarre politicians, Prime Minister Chernomyrdin is widely viewed as dull, gray, and bureaucratic. Yet he's the man who will lead Russia during President Yeltsin's upcoming heart surgery, and who would become interim president should Yeltsin die. And Chernomyrdin will almost certainly run for the nation's top job when it becomes available. So with rivals such as charismatic General Alexander Lebed running overt presidential campaigns around him, the Prime Minister apparently decided it was time to humanize his image. So he appeared on a program called Hero of the Day in a segment called The Unknown Chernomyrdin.
Cut the potatoes into cubes, add onions, spices, pepper, but don't overcook it. The potatoes should be a little bit raw.
That's the prime ministerial recipe for Siberian dumplings. Chernomyrdin conducted the interview at his dacha, wearing a gray pullover sweater instead of his usual Armani suit. At one point, his female questioner asked if he has time to notice beautiful women.
Yes, I have time, but only to notice and nothing more, which I deeply regret.
Chernomyrdin was shown driving his own small car, riding a jet ski, sitting next to a campfire. The prime minister's wife got into the act as well, calling the former gas company executive a simple country lad. Political analyst Andrei Kortinov says the image created was very deliberate.
Well, he is boring, but probably that's the way he wants to have it. He cannot really show that he's even more charismatic than Mr. Yeltsin or Mr. Lebed, so he wants to play the other way around.
Although many have called on Boris Yeltsin to resign as he prepares for heart bypass surgery, Chernomyrdin remains loyal. He had the same operation 8 years ago, and last night offered himself as proof of recovery. Polls show that if Yeltsin were to die tomorrow, General Lebed would beat Chernomyrdin hands down in a presidential race. But many analysts expect the general's appeal to decline as time goes on, and Chernomyrdin, with the power of the government behind him, could well be the beneficiary. Sitting around the campfire with his interviewer last night, the prime minister talked of his love of hunting, but he could have been describing his role these days in Russian politics.
I like to sit in an ambush, to hide and to wait. I didn't realize that about myself before, that I could wait 3 or 4 hours like that, hiding, holding my breath. You can't even make a move, just sit and wait. Everything is subordinated to waiting.
I'm Andy Bowers in Moscow.